Martinez.
He doesn't have the phone yet. Pick up the phone.
Ms. Rios?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. So we're back from the fire drill, and thank you for your patience while we were gone. Mr. Martinez had some time to think about whether he would like to just kill this number. Did he make a decision on that?
He will like to participate in a program for rehab because he has a problem. He's saying, I have a problem with alcohol, so if I get out without assisting in any program, I can only want Matt or want to help me. But if they know that I am enrolled in one of those programs, like there's one here in Tucson, Arizona, with all the department, they will be willing to help me after.
Is there any treatment or programming available there where he is now?
Hay algún programa aquí donde está usted ahorita que esté participando para ayudarle.
AA
meetings and church.
Okay. So is it his preference? We can certainly continue with the hearing if he were to be released on January 27th of 2018. He would have no community supervision at all, and he'd be free to do whatever he wanted to do in the way of treatment.
Dice que si usted se espera terminar su tiempo aquí enero 27 de 2018, usted va a salir libre completamente y usted no va a tener ninguna supervisión ni nada. Usted puede hacer lo que usted desee al final de ese tiempo, sin ninguna modificación de lo que usted quiera hacer. Usted va a ser libre completamente.
Entonces no me pueden ayudar con eso, porque si son 3 meses ahí, va a completar ahí, 3 meses me va a preguntar.
He wants to know if he can get help to get in that program. He's saying that I can stay 3 more months here and I can do it by myself the other 3 months after I'm done, because the treatment is 6 months. That's the term of the program, it is 6 months. So I want to know if you guys can help me with that.
Oh, understood. The board is a separate agency from Department of Corrections. He could work with his, while in prison, he could work with his CO3. But the board does not have the authority to place him in a specific program.
Dice que los miembros de ese board no están autorizados ni trabajan para poderlo poner en algún lugar de esos de rehabilitación. Usted puede trabajar con el Departamento de Correccionales y con su consejero de COPE y ellos me pueden ayudar porque el board no tiene para eso. No, ellos no hacen eso.
Está bien, entonces, ellos se van a dejar.
It is okay, whatever you guys decide, it is okay.
Well, the decision as to whether he wants to just remain until January 27th of 18 would be his decision, not our decision.
La decisión dice que quieren saber si usted acepta quedarse hasta enero 27 de 2018 aquí y ya iba a salir completamente bien. Pero es su decisión, no otra decisión de él.
¿Puede ser afuera para terminar el padrón de no tener casos?
Can I be in Halfway House to finish my parole?
That is not within the board's, that's not within the board's authority to authorize.
Eso no está para ellos, no pueden autorizar eso. That is okay, I will finish my time in here.
All right, thank you very much. Based on Mr. Martinez's request to just complete his sentence, which will end on January 27th, 2018, our discussion with Mr. Martinez, I am going to move to revoke his community supervision as he was delinquent, has violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and has lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Can we also, Ms. Rittenhouse?
Yes, sir.
Can we also state that he was absconded for 1,446 days, and we do not know what he was doing in Lay House. He's been participating in criminal activity or using alcohol.
Excellent. Thank you. And just Mr. Johnson has stated there was an abscond period of 1,446 days, during which time we had no supervision and did not know what activity he was engaging in. So that is also a basis for this this revocation.
Along with him being, he was in Florida, so.
And along with him having left the state, which is a clear violation, and no supervision for that period.
Basado en todo lo que han hecho, que ha estado con, que estuvo ausente de su condición por hijo, que se hizo en los días, y salió del estado, y nunca se dio una estaba, ellos me van a revocar la condición.
So, Mr. Martinez, if you'd explain, this community supervision has been revoked, and he'll be released from the department on or about January 27th of 2018. And please thank you, Mr. Martinez, for participating in your hearing today.
Señor Martinez, basado en los argumentos anteriores, se va a revocar la libertad condicional que se le tenía en la aprobación, y usted va a terminar su tiempo probablemente en enero 27 de 2018, y le agradezco mucho que esté participando en esta audiencia. It's okay, thank you.
Thank you, and Ms. Rios, thank you for your very excellent help with this hearing. This hearing is concluded, and no further discussion may take place.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.